This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Let's do some Texas Rangers news as they are off tonight, but had a heck of a win yesterday against the Chicago Cubs 6-2, and there is a good round of updated news to talk about with this baseball team, including the possible reemergence of a 2023 hero into his World Series form. Okay, they're going to visit the Mariners tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock here on The Fan with the pregame, so it looks like you'll get a one-hour Fan After Dark tomorrow night. You're getting the full deal tonight, and Blake was at the AAC last night, so yeah. Can't wait to talk with Blake here coming up at 6:40.
Sure was.
But we have some good momentum going into a matchup with the best pitching staff of the American League. The Rangers scoring 6 runs in back-to-back games. And get this, game-time temps in Seattle, mid-50s.
Yay.
Gonna feel balmy.
Yeah.
After that experience there in Chicago, weather will not be a factor. Obviously, that is an open air but retractable roof stadium. So that's probably still long sleeve under the jersey weather, I think, for a lot of guys. Mid-50s starts to feel a little nippy here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You got North Texas blood flowing through you?
Especially because you usually get a breeze with it that hurts a little bit.
Yeah. Now, when I lived in Seattle, you get used to it.
Yeah.
This 55 is damn near shorts weather.
Yeah, I think
70
so, yeah.
degrees, we're jumping in pools.
Yeah.
You know? It's crazy.
I have never been to Seattle where the weather was bad. It was like one of the... And I've been to Seattle probably 8 times. And not one day was it ever like rainy and miserable and all that. I've always gone... I was talking to Snyder about that. I'm like... At first, he was saying, man, it's just miserable. It's kind of depressing out here.
Did you always go in July or August?
I always went at some time during the football season. I would go to a preseason game, you know, scout a game.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
And I'd show up, and it was beautiful. When I was at Texas A&M in 1990, we opened the season at Husky Stadium.
Oh, cool.
Beautiful there. I've never had a bad experience in Seattle with weather. And people are always like, oh, it's raining and cold and all that. And I'm like, I don't know, bro.
Well, I wish I could say the same. You know, it was depressing. Like, it is real.
That's what John said.
It's gray for 9 months.
Yeah.
You know, and the lack of sun, it does things to your body. You need that. You need those vitamins coming from the sun.
Maybe you're the key, Brian. You're the good luck charm. You just need to move to Seattle, and then it's going to be sunny and beautiful.
I didn't hate Seattle. I didn't hate it. I mean, there's
a lot to like about it.
There's
amazing restaurants.
I mean,
good scenery.
Their downtown is kind of cool.
Well, especially for a seafood lover like you.
Walking around. Oh, yeah.
A little hilly. Leading.
A little hilly for me, but not a bad place to visit, I think, if you're looking for a Rangers road trip destination for the summer. Get out of the heat.
Yeah.
You know, right around July and August, it's usually like 82 degrees. Rangers are still allowing the most base stealers in the game of baseball.
It's sad.
Which is, it's kind of weird considering how experienced most of their pitching staff is and how good Heim has been throughout his career. But I think the Cubs stole another 5 on Tuesday. Yeah. Didn't have a lot of base runners yesterday, or they might have swiped another half dozen or so. But I like the story from Evan Grant today in the morning news with the headline, Texas Rangers taking drastic issues with throwing out base stealers personally. And this is catching instructor Bobby Wilson. He's the one taking it personally. Yeah. They've allowed 13 steals in their previous four game home stretch.
Have they had one caught yet?
No.
No.
So that's like
that a pitcher got one.
Yeah.
But a catcher hasn't.
Oh, there was right. The pitcher got the guy who left early.
There was a step off and throw.
But that's not a real one. That's kind of just a base
running. I think Martin got him. I think Martin stepped off and threw and they got him at second. Yeah.
But I mean, if you calculated that into like opponent OPS plus steals, you're just giving up free doubles. Every time a fast guy gets on first base, it's basically a double, and that is devastating. Doubles win games. Yeah. So you're putting guys in winning position. It's amazing that they're 9-4. Grant looked into the what's called pop time, which is the time the ball hits your glove. You got to pop up and get that to second base. And Jonah Heim right now is at 2 seconds flat, 2.00, which is exactly league average. Mm. So if you're league average at that and you're getting no throwouts, it kind of points to the pitching staff, which is, you know, kind of what Heim, I think, was poking around at very respectfully the other day when he joined us, that we're just trying to make the pitchers more aware.
No question. And I also think it's a credit to some of the teams that they've played. I mean, Boston, that speed jumped off the screen. The Reds, same thing.
Tampa.
Tampa. The new rules. Tampa, I mean, the rules have definitely made it a lot easier.
Well, you can't pitch over there. You can't hold.
No, 100%. But you're right. I mean, and Boach talked about it post-game, talking about the pitchers. Like, this is a pitching thing. They've got to make it to where your catchers have the opportunity to throw somebody out. And right now, they're failing at that.
So Higashioka's pop time is 2.04. Not that bad. Not much worse than Heim. Heim was 1.97 in 2023. I can't imagine 0.03 of a second are making that much of a difference in here. I don't even know if the naked eye could interpret 0.03 of a second. But you know, this is something to look at. I think it's probably more of a Mike Maddox thing, the pitching instructor. And if it's on his plate, he's going to get it fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They have to. It just feels like the emphasis needs to be tenfold of whatever it's been.
Yeah. And I love this for my teams. We're not hiding from it. We're talking about it. We got a big problem here. And let's go ahead and get this fixed. Among the good news, how fired up about Tyler Mahle are you right now with that performance yesterday? His longest outing since 2022. And I might say it's the biggest reason you didn't get swept, because they were crushing you. They scored 8 runs per game in the first two, and all of a sudden they can't get jack squat. So I think the fact that you shut down that Cubs lineup and he's already got a great reputation. He says he's just trusting his stuff more right now, living over the plate instead of trying to make guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Swing and miss so much, and he's just got to stay in the zone. If he can be anything close to this, you are going to have a great 1-2-3 in your rotation.
Remember that Jared was telling us yesterday about him, how he has such good control that he's able to, you know, take the ball and work it low, bring it up. I mean, it wasn't like you said. It wasn't just like, okay, I'm struggling throwing strikes, but the control, the ability to make hitters adjust. Jared was saying the eye level.
Yes.
Of these batters.
Because he's throwing it in the zone and they're still missing.
And they're still missing. But, yes. But it's like he's taking his fastball and he's elevating it. Or he's taking his slider and he's dropping it and making it look different, but he's moving the eye level of the hitters. And I thought that was a pretty darn good explanation of
100%.
That he was able to like to have that kind of control where like you know, sometimes these guys, we talk about, you know, Kamar Rocker not always having control.
Yeah.
It's great for Malley to be able to do that the last couple of times out that he's been able to manipulate the strike zone like that.
Well, he's only throwing like 90 mile per hour with his fastball.
Yeah.
So, and it's essentially two pitches that he's been working with at least yesterday. It was the fastball and the splitter. So, I mean, look, that was an outstanding performance. You got to hope that you can carry that on.
Man, yeah, you keep getting 6-7 innings out of a guy like that. That's incredible. The length that he can provide in the rotation and how that saves your bullpen. Like, if that can be consistent, that's special.
He was really damn good prior to the injury. And so hopefully he's getting it figured out.
I'm sure Gray and Bradford will be back. You know, maybe it's going to be a while, but you have Leiter and Rocker. Like, there's seven starting pitchers here that could go win you a playoff game. You know, I think they have that level. Justin Rose, 8-16. He's dominating the first round of the Masters. Just had to cut a ball out of that strawgrass stuff. And he had to like cut it to bring it around the tree and towards the green. He'll probably save par from just off the green on 17 here. Scheffler is four back along with Connors. McIlroy's through 12-3 under, so he can make a late run
couple,
here.
He's got a couple of par fives. I think he's playing one right now.
All right.
That might be he might be able to make some ground up here.
But I teased, you know, the idea of a bounce back year. Jonah Heim hitting .310. I do believe the G-Bag blessing is back in a big way. He joined us Monday. In those three games, he raised his average 25 points. He drove in another four runs, hit a bomb yesterday. OPS 931 with three homers. The walk-off single Sunday. You know, I think the interesting thing here is they bring in Higashioka.
There you go.
Some guys do better when they're challenged.
Yeah, I think the fact that he realizes he doesn't have to be the guy.
Oh, I think that took pressure off.
I asked
for 150 games.
I asked that question, and I'm like, "Hey, I know you caught all those games, the championship, but having a dude that you can like at least take a day off and not have to worry about getting hit with a foul tip and doing this and that, you know, does it make you? Does it kind of keep you fresh? I think he's barreling up a lot of balls though, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. I mean, his bat. I don't know if he's using a torpedo bat or not, but man, I mean, he is doing a good job of getting that bat through the strike zone and making contact when he has to.
Yeah, I saw Jared with the numbers today just comparing Jonah Heim at the plate from last year to this year. And, I mean, he's up considerably in exit velo, launch angle, barrel percentage, and hard hit percentage. So all those things are up. And I think he's the guy that you could point to the most. We were talking about it in general about the entire team in the lineup last year, about just the general fatigue factor.
He was tired.
Going from the World Series to then quick turnaround last year. But I think he is like at the top of that list of guy that could most use that as an excuse for last year.
Absolutely.
And now you couple him with Higashioka and a fresh offseason, you're seeing just what a benefit that's been for Heim this year.
It wasn't even really just the World Series. Jonah had to be your full-time catcher for three straight years.
Yeah.
I mean, that was something they were really hoping Sam Huff would develop. They just didn't have anybody else that could really platoon for him at a consistent basis, even when they were essentially fielding a Triple-A team. Jonah's out there catching every single night. The wear and tear on your body over the course of multiple seasons, and then, yes, you add on an extra month with a World Series run, and he caught every single game in that postseason.
He was a playoff hockey goalie is what he was. He was playing every night.
Standing on his head.
Every night he was having to play. Yeah.
Okay, and then the Lankford story, we're hoping to get a good update on that tomorrow, I think, after this day off. How is the oblique progressing?
Please, God.
I do want to say, if I'm the organization here, if I'm CY, I might go and have a quiet conversation with him about, like, you know, you probably have enough power if you never picked up another weight to hit 40 bombs. You are so damn strong. I know you like to flex in the mirror, you know, in your off season, you're probably walking around shirtless all the time. I don't blame you.
You should be.
Okay. Yeah. But what if we did a little bit more yoga and pull-ups and dips and some air squats and just tried to be flexible, you know? Let's see. You know, if it doesn't work out and you want to get back in the weight room, good. But, man, we got a whole lot of muscle going on here, buddy. And it seems like the oblique, you know, might be a result of that.
Yeah.
You know, just pretty want to rule that out.
Maybe tightly wound up a little bit.
Tightly wound.
And I was trying to, like, put this together because we were talking about it yesterday, and it's like Adolis Garcia has dealt with this a little bit. Wyatt Langford, you're trying to, like,
identify whether or not that body type is the reason why. Are you almost too muscular?
Sears, but I think Sears had some obliques.
But then I remember that Nathaniel Lowe had an extended oblique last year.
Yeah,
and
that's
I thought,
right.
Well, that go ahead and that screws that theory up.
What's, I mean, I wouldn't.
And I love Nathaniel so much.
You know, I just think that.
The hypothesis was one thing, and then Nathaniel Lowe.
It's just part of playing baseball.
What's the injury a fat guy can have?
What's that a, might be from too little exercise.
This was the other way.
What's a fat guy injury? Is there a fat guy injury?
Isn't it the hamstring?
Calf?
Back? Calf. Wow. Shots at pulled muscles.
It just popped into my head. I don't know why I just asked
That's
that
what
question.
We're doing.
I'm thinking fat guy injuries. Oh, calf. Oh, okay. Don't bring that up 41 points later.
Jeez.
Okay, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, without further delay, the nosebleeds response to Bobby Belt. The diss track has been laid down. Chief's nervous. He's sweating bullets over there.
I am. This is not my wheelhouse. I'm out of my depth here.
He's the one that has to sing on this, so I understand.
And like there's so many emotions involved. Like actually being in a real rap beef, that's a lot to handle. It's a lot to take on emotionally.
I like you.
I love Bob.
I like you in this fight.
I had to kill him.
Sleepless nights.
We had to kill him.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.